I can't imagine how loud that place was. And
Yeah.
It's a dome too. Man, that place gotta be so loud. I'd have to wear earplugs.
I think it was like Marriott that's nearby. They provided earplugs to their guests and a letter that said, there's a Diljit concert happening nearby, so.
That's wild. They're like, we can't really help you out. All we can do is, well, you know.
Give you some earplugs.
I don't think we even created a topic to do. I think we just wanted to.
We have a few topics. Yeah,
we do have a few topics. I think the main thing was also just speaking about what happened like as of late. Second year in a row, we have Punjabi guy in Coachella, right? We have AP in Coachella. Last year, we had Diljit. This year, we have AP. AP Dillon, though, his music is a little different. Diljit has, he has like Punjabi music. He could play probably behind a band.
I don't think you could get any more different between Diljit and AP. They're incredibly different artists. And when you have artists that are so different, you have an experience in a concert and a show that's incredibly different too. The difference between Diljit's Coachella performance and AP's Coachella performance is astronomical. I think Diljit, more traditional, you could say folk, but he's a more traditional Punjabi artist. AP ventures into different, you know, realms. And I think that reflects in his shows too, right?
Like, he sticks. Like Diljit right now, he was that guy. He used to stick to his one like folk thing. Then he started venturing out. AP Dillon sticks around pop music, but it's more electronic, you could say. Or
and the other thing too is relative to where they are in their careers, AP is doing all this at a much younger age than Diljit. Diljit was popular in the Punjabi community for a long, long time. But I think within the last 5 years, he's like really blown up outside of Punjabi community to where he's getting opportunities to perform at Coachella. Whereas AP, he blew up so quickly and he's been around since 2019, 2020. So it's 2024 now, maybe like 5 years. And he's already on that stage.
I think it's just Punjabi music in general has gotten popular. Maybe they've only getting the views to, hey, you know, maybe we need to see these artists on one of these stages and see what they bring. You see Punjabi artists, man, their freaking view count is insane. As in like newer music that comes out, they get a ton of traction.
The industry as a whole is bigger. And I think the artists are propped up a little more than they were 15, 20 years ago, just because people listen to Punjabi music more now.
Back in the day, Imran Khan, his song Amplifier, at that time, it didn't have as many views, but you knew that song was the hit. I remember when that song came out in Yuba City, everyone was playing that. I remember I was just like, what the hell is this song? Yeah. One of my friends showed it to me when I came back from India in the summer, and he was playing that in the car, and I was just like, dude, what is this? And then we're driving on 99 and on the highway, and there's a car that pulls up next to us and they're slapping the same song. And I'm just like, damn, it didn't have a ton of views on YouTube when it came out. It's like a whole different scene now with the viewership.
Yeah, we're seeing artists get more popular at a younger age because of the platforms that they're able to have with social media.
I think, yeah, maybe it is like social media in general, maybe having Instagram.
When Diljit was AP's age, he was still making music, but I mean, he wasn't nearly as popular. But now he's riding that wave too. And he's a businessman. I mean, he knows how to market himself very well. And he knows how to let himself in spaces and places that people are going to see him. Perfect example is during the farmers' protest when Rihanna sent the tweet out. I mean, right after that, he dropped a song shouting out Rihanna. I mean, that's what Diljit does. He makes songs with American artists too. He just dropped a song with Sweetie. He markets himself. He's a businessman.
Kind of like Drake, how Drake, they say that.
Yeah, like a businessman. He's a lot like Drake in the sense that he's always looking to capitalize on the trends, right? Whatever's popular right now, Diljit's going to be on it. We're seeing the payoff of that. We're recording this on Sunday, April 28th. Last night, he had a show in Vancouver where 55,000 people showed up. It was the biggest Punjabi concert basically ever. He sold out an entire stadium.
Yeah, it's a football stadium basically. Almost. I can't imagine how loud that place was. And it's a dome. It's a dome too. Man, that place got to be so loud. I'd have to wear earplugs.
I think it was like Marriott that's nearby. They provided earplugs to their guests because they, and letter that said, you know, there's a Diljit concert happening nearby. So if you need some silence or
yeah, that's wild. They're like, we can't really help you out. All we can do is, well, you know,
give you some earplugs.
Yeah, that's gotta suck. But then, I mean, hey, you get to experience it. It's a Diljit concert, but hella people are turning up for it. Raf Sabeta was at the concert.
Yeah.
Young Singh was at the concert. That's pretty cool. It's getting to the level where Punjabi artists want to go see another Punjabi artist.
And I think that shows the magnitude of the moment. This is history being made. This is the biggest Punjabi show ever. He's standing and following the footsteps of the original Punjabi artists, whether you want to talk about Chamkila or Kuldeep Monix, Surinder Shinda, Jazzy B, he's following their footsteps and he's making history. And the fact that other artists are coming from around the world, from the UK to Vancouver, and all like standing on this one place for one night to just be involved in the culture and the community, that shows how significant that performance was. It was historic.
That's a just a next level performance. I can't imagine how loud it would be in there. I mean, we're going to that show. Hopefully this episode drops before that show.
Yeah,
But
no kidding.
we're going to that show in on May 11th in
May 11th.
Oakland.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be, 55K, but I'm sure there'll be a good amount of people. I don't think, the old Oracle can actually even accompany that many people.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it's still going to be a huge show, but I mean, the Vancouver show, I think it exceeded the hype. It was a milestone for the culture, for
Oh,
Punjabi.
yeah,
The fact
definitely.
that they were able to pull that off with that many people all in one place in one night, having an incredible time, that's a huge deal for.
In the end, that's not even the artist. That's not just the artist. That's his
Yeah.
team, putting it together. The production value right there, that's a ton of work right there
Yeah.
to, accommodate that. I think that's part thing with Punjabi music. Or, well, Punjabi artists is you have to really get big to get that type of accommodation to hold events that big.
In my opinion, I think right now Diljit is the only guy that could pull that off.
I think
I don't.
Arnaujala could do
That's
it.
true. That's a good point. I
But
think.
I mean, I really think Arnaujala could do that. Diljit, he's been in the game for a lot longer, and now he's doing movies with Bollywood, so he's gonna get even a bigger attraction of people.
And he's a showman. It's not just him going up there, doing his performance and leaving. It's a whole experience for the people that are there. Like, he's got a whole crew of dancers. He enters underneath the stage. He comes up. I don't know if you saw, he brought like a kid on stage. He's like kissing babies on the stage. He's creating not just a show, but an experience for
Yeah,
everybody.
the experience. I think when I went to that Karnaja concert in DC, I've never seen a Punjabi show where they have like lasers and like smoke, and that experience alone was like pretty massive. I think that's like a big one with like entertainers in America. They make it super showy. Any like American event, it's very flashy, right? My wife's cousin was here from Italy, and he was saying how like games out there, like sports events, aren't like flashy like they are in America, right?
Yeah.
And that's why like people go to these events, and I'm sure Punjabi artists will probably get there too. Ajit lives in America too now, right? So
It's really cool to see the industry, the culture meeting that way of putting on shows. In America, if you go to like Travis Scott concert or Drake concert,
have you
it's
been? Have you been to Drake concert?
I've been to two Drake concerts. Yeah. I mean, it's everything that it looks like. It's loud. It's bumping, there's smoke, there's effects. Drake and Diljit is a really interesting comparison because they're both probably at the top of their respective industries. They're both always trying to capitalize on
I don't
trends.
know. Drake got hit recently. I don't know about that no more.
They're both showmen, the
They're
way that they.
showmen. I haven't been to a lot of like American concerts, but I went to one. They had like San Francisco Outside Lands, and I just wanted to go see Metallica. And literally seeing a Metallica show was like joining a cult. The way they play their music, the way they have like smoke, they have a lot of like fireworks in the back, fire. It's a whole nother experience. That is, I think, a big one with these artists. It's not just how they capture you with their music, they capture you with that show, that feel that you get at that concert that,
Yeah.
then reels you in for future listening to their music. I mean, in the end, it's all a business, right?
Yeah, it's an experience. Everybody that was fortunate enough to be there last night at that show is going to remember that for the rest of their life. They're going to tell their kids about that. That's an experience, a unique experience, a historic moment that Diljit and his team and everybody,
It's
not just
definitely,
the artists, but the fans, they all created.
That's one thing you don't see much anymore either. a Midla experience where you get like artists where they bring their band, they sing their songs. I remember it with Suffree, and I remember it with Sukhshinder Shinda, and then also with Amrinder Gill, which was like the random one. They brought his band out, and it was at the Mandavi Center in UC Davis. That's made for music and concerts. And it literally sounded like you were listening to something from his one of his albums or one of his tracks from his movies. Those type of experiences. Be kind of cool to see more artists there. But
That's like a place that's, I don't want to use the word conservative, but it's not
yeah,
like
you
a,
can't really
you
do
don't go there to
anything.
like get
No,
lit, you know
yeah,
what I mean? Like
you can't.
it's like a
It, what was
musical,
interesting,
like,
what was
yeah.
in, I mean, like, that's the thing. I think the hardest thing with Punjabi concerts and artists is, or in general concert, Punjabi people, when you listen to Punjabi music, how are you supposed to sit in your seat and just enjoy the song? It's about dancing. Sitting in a seat is restricting you to literally enjoy the music. How are you going to just sit there and not get up and feel the moment? I remember, like, at that Mandavi Center, everyone there just wanted to enjoy themselves. And security is struggling to hold these people back. These guys just want to enjoy the music. They're here for that event, you know, and then the security, they don't understand. Like, it,
It's just
yeah.
the it's the nature of the music. It's the
Yeah.
sound. There's certain, for example, if you're going like a Qawwali concert, like
Yeah, like
rock,
you go to a MAFL, like that, things like
right?
that.
You know, you can
Yeah,
sit and chill and
you could
enjoy
chill. Punjabi music, we don't have a lot of venues unless it's outside Midla to enjoy. That's probably why Coachella would be fun, because
Yeah.
you have like an open room. It's like going to a Midla, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's like in space,
Oh, yeah.
outside, there's no seats.
But I mean, yeah, going back to AP Dillon, he was definitely vibing. I think Shinda Kano, that guy was really vibing. I think AP Dillon needs those hype men with him, right? Needs Shinda Kano, and definitely he's missing out on Gurinder Gill. He's definitely
Yeah,
missing out.
man. It's definitely kind of an open secret now that we all respect AP as an artist. He makes great music, but something about him and Gurinder Gill together during that 2020, 2021,
Yeah, that's the reason we listen to
where
him,
they
right?
were just dropping hit after hit.
Yeah.
We miss that,
It
you
was like a
know?
1-2 punch. You had one guy who definitely has the vocals, another guy who just has those hits. I mean, I feel like that first song they dropped that really blew him out was Farrar. But Gurinder Gill is the main dude singing in that. Shinda Kahlon and Gurinder Gill singing in that. AP Dillon is not really even in that mix. And that's why I feel like they really picked up traction there, and then they dropped that song Excuses then, right? Excuses was another song where I was like, damn, like, these guys have a talent where they can do a different genre.
They were in their own category. I think Gurinder Gill is one of the most underrated artists in the
Definitely.
industry. Like, we all love AP, but there always seems to be something missing at his
Missing.
performance.
It's like just a 1-2 punch. It's just,
Just
I mean, there's
that
just a
one
good
thing.
duo. AP Dillon sang that song at his at Coachella, Brown Monday. And you're just missing Gurinder Gill in that. Shinda Kahlon can sing his lines, but like, you're missing out, man. Like, AP Dillon, though, still does release good music by himself, but I think a lot of us fans just did enjoy when they were together. That's it.
Yeah, we want more of that for sure. Like,
Yeah, I
it
think
was so good.
we didn't get
And
enough of it, you know.
it was during COVID times that they were dropping those songs. And when he went on tour, he had Gurinder Gill come out for like the first couple of shows. But when he came to America, he performed in San Francisco, for example, and I think also in New York. It was just him. I don't think Gurinder was there. He definitely wasn't there.
I heard it was like a visa issue, though. Like, he couldn't come because he was performing in Canada, but he wasn't able to perform in the US. And I'm sure it wasn't done intentionally. It was probably,
No, they
yeah.
wouldn't just leave him out. We never, as fans, got the opportunity to experience the two of them performing together, like
Yeah.
performing all those songs that we love. There's still that little, like, this is a great show, but if Gurinder was here,
Yeah,
it'd be like
definitely.
next level.
I still remember, listen to that first song, Farrar. It dropped a little bit before COVID, but I remember it just dropping and being like, who the hell are these guys? I think that's the thing with Punjabi music. You see like these independent artists become like super relevant. You know, they get that traction finally.
They're definitely getting more mainstream attention. I'll put it like this. If AP brought Gurinder out as a surprise at Coachella, I guarantee you the crowd would have lost their minds because that's such a thing amongst Punjabi music fans.
He also, like, he put a Justice for Sidhu
Justice for
Mooseyala. Like,
Sidhu.
that's pretty badass at your concert to do that. But I mean, in that song, Brown Munde, they do have a Sidhu in there. I mean, super cool on Sidhu being like, yeah, I'd love to be featured in that song like that.
Yeah, AP knew the platform that he had and the eyes that were going to be on his performance. And he clearly holds a special place in his heart for Sidhu, as we all do. And it's easy, especially nowadays, news comes and goes, trends come and go. It's easy to kind of forget things like that. But I think it was really important for him to do that because it just reminds people, like, okay, yeah, it's been almost 2 years now since Sidhu was killed, but like, we're
Yeah,
all
we're
still
not going
kind
to
of like
forget.
healing from
Yeah,
that. Yeah.
definitely. That's an international scale right there. So yeah,
Yeah.
that's super cool for him to do that. You got to respect that. I think the funniest thing was him at the very end doing the most old school rock star moment of bashing his guitar.
One thing I will say about AP is he's not afraid to try new things. As a creator, that can be kind of intimidating because you have a style that you know people like, but you also have this creative vision of something that is a little unprecedented that you don't know how people are going to receive it. But as an artist, you kind of just have to go with your
But
gut,
they were
you
doing
know?
that early on when they dropped that song Excuses. They went from like Chakame songs to then like Senti song, you know? That just changed the whole trajectory. They're being artistic. Like, we want to
Yeah.
do what we want to do.
And I think smashing the guitar is a perfect representation of that. Is like, that's not a Punjabi thing, right? That's like a rock and roll heavy metal thing, smashing guitars, right? But he was like, I want to do this. This is my performance. And if I want to smash a guitar, I'm gonna smash a guitar. So I respect that because it's not like a traditional Punjabi thing.
I think in Punjabi cultures in general, you respect your instruments. Like when I learned how to play like sarangi, someone just told me how you got to really respect your sarangi, right? Make sure that you keep it warm and you put like a towel around it. You don't want this instrument to get cold. I think maybe there's some merit around it. Maybe you have to tune it more in that regards. I wasn't really sure, but there's a lot of respect and emphasis put. That was like the first lesson I had was how to care for your instrument and not to leave it around or wreck it. You know, the people in India haven't seen the culture like how they do it here in America. It goes even back to when I went to med school, how you treat your books. We would just put our books on the floor, you know, and the guy who used to come and clean our rooms, he was just like, you can't disrespect your books. You can't
Yeah.
do that.
We're not saying at all that AP was disrespectful when he smashed his guitar. It's just
Just
him just
in
trying something.
America, did he even have an interview about that?
I don't think so. He doesn't do a lot of interviews. That's
He has
crazy.
that
But
documentary.
yeah, but that was all on his own terms, right? Like, he doesn't necessarily like, and this is me just based on watching the documentary. I feel like he doesn't make a huge effort to like, put himself out in areas where other people might be able to create a narrative about him. And the documentary is kind of the only behind the scenes look that we've seen of AP.
Super cool. I would love to see more documentaries about artists. I know Diljit makes his own on and he releases on his YouTube channel, the
Yeah.
behind the scenes. I'm sure we'll see it for Vancouver and maybe the
Oh,
rest
yeah.
of all concerts. So recently I went to not really a concert, but I went to one of our family friends had a mahfil at their house. And mahfil is basically if you sit around like an artist and have a vaja, or you sit there and you listen to someone sing more slower songs. I sing folk songs too, but it's supposed to be like a very intimate type of event. And at one point, he started singing. He probably only sang it because it's become so relevant now, Jamkidla song.
The movie itself, in my opinion, I watched it recently. It was made for people that either have never ever heard of Jamkila before or have just like surface level, because the movie itself really just played into the story of this is a guy who is incredibly talented but also very controversial, and his music pissed a lot of people
And
off.
the interesting thing is they actually had made a, you know, there's another movie.
Yeah,
They
there's
made
Jordi.
Jordi. They
Yeah.
made Jordi last year. I never watched it.
Diljit's in that one too. But
Yeah.
that one, they didn't use Jamkila's name or Amarjot's name. It was the same story, but it was just they didn't use the names. They changed stuff around. And that one was fully in Punjabi, not Hindi. It's not really available anywhere because I was trying to find it. It's not on any streaming platforms or anything. You can't rent it.
It's probably on YouTube somewhere, but
Yeah, you could probably stream it somewhere, but this movie was definitely for people that just wanted to get like a surface level knowledge of Chumkila. And I think it's good, but I also think that for those of us that already had that surface level knowledge of who he was, he, in my opinion, was so much more than just a dirty singer. He made some really beautiful songs, and I was hoping they would include that in the movie, but I understand that, you know, it's all about the audience who you're trying to appeal to. But his legacy, in my opinion, should be more than just the guy that made songs about stuff that people weren't comfortable talking about and
Yeah,
like.
the direction of the movie was a little different. The Geordie movie, they had True School on the soundtrack,
Yeah, they
right?
did. Yeah.
This movie didn't even have Punjabi music, right? It
Yeah.
has more of a Bollywood element. I mean, which
Yeah.
is fine. I mean, that's what they were trying to make, right? But
Exactly. Yeah.
I just wanted, I'm talking about Punjabi music, I want it to be more Punjabi and have
Yeah.
more Punjabi element. I highlighted a bunch of music. I know myself, when I grew up as a kid, I didn't, my parents didn't really play Chumkila. No, hell no. They actually did never
Yeah.
play Chumkila. I heard of Chumkila the first time in Punjabi class in high school, right? I mean, that's the beauty of living in Yuba City. We have Punjabi in high school. But I remember someone playing Chumkila, and I'm like, whoa, like, who is this? I think we had heard Pelle Lalkare, and I had heard that as a kid, just never associated that with Chumkila. And then, someone played Chumkila in my Punjabi class and got in trouble because, he had that connotation of he sings like dirty music. And I mean, I never take it super literal, right? I think that's one thing with Punjabi music. I just never took it literal. Didn't even really know about this guy's history, but I mean, really good lyricist, really good lyricist. He has some straight bangers. I listened to it, I think, with more intent. After the movie, I didn't know he had these songs till I obviously heard the movie. I was like, oh my God, some of these songs are like, what? Bapu Gamokya. There's a reason why we never heard those songs, I don't know, would it corrupt the youth? I don't. Even today, there isn't an artist who sings those songs.
We were having this conversation with one of our cousins, and I brought up the fact that this guy was popular when our grandparents were like adults in Punjab. And I couldn't imagine in my wildest dreams what my grandparents' reaction to this music would have been.
Well, yeah, I think
For
that
us,
I
since
think
we're younger and America, people sing about like sex and, you know, drugs and drinking and like suggestive, controversial type shit, whatever you want to talk about. But it's different in Punjab. It doesn't really translate
because
everyone's.
these events are family. A Mela is a family event. These other songs, you're gonna be older there, right? Yeah, teenagers do listen to this music, people in high school, but most of these concerts, I'm sure, are older people, right? You're going to be in like your 20s. Chumkila Melas aren't going to be crowds in their 20s. It's be married people too. Your grandparents might be there. Your kid might be there. Your nephew might be there. In the movie, they show it. I mean, if you look at music videos, he's singing across a lot of people and he's singing those songs. I can see how, people don't want to support that. I know I didn't really understand Punjabi music that much till I went to school in India and came back. Then I was like, okay, I can understand this music. But I never looked into what songs Chumkila had that were controversial.
I mean, Diljit last year at Coachella was singing Dhokhani Ka Maida, Gora Gora Rang is another one. I enjoy old school Punjabi music a little bit more than the newer stuff, and I still don't know why. I personally think it's because I didn't really have a childhood connection with Punjab. I didn't really have a connection with any of my grandparents, and I only visited Punjab twice when I was a kid. I played baseball growing up, so I didn't really grow up around Punjabis either. And I think now, within the last few years, that's part of the reason why I'm doing this podcast, is because I'm trying to get back in touch with my roots. And something about the old school sound, it sounds different, and I can't put my finger on it because I don't have a musical background, but it hits different for me. And Chumkila's songs do that. And yeah, he has his dirty songs, controversial, whatever, but he also has songs. I don't know if you've heard like Pani Deya Bulbulia. He has songs about life and
He has
perspective and
so
things like.
one of his popular songs that my dad actually likes is that Baba Nanak song.
Baba
And
Tera Nanakana, yeah.
that's a Yeah, that's a very popular song. I know
Yeah.
during that time that that was a hit. He's super talented.
Yeah.
Lyrically, though, super talented too. And then
Yeah.
also, he played Dumbi too. What's crazy is during that time, before he was singing, the movie shows it. That movie, they show Surinder Chindha in it,
Yeah.
which is
Yeah.
pretty dope. I didn't even know that Chamkila actually wrote some of his songs. And then,
Yeah.
during the time Chamkila was rising up, Kuldeep Manek,
Yeah.
right here, Kuldeep Manek was already blowing up the scene. So there were, a ton of artists around that time that were in the scene, which is pretty wild.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Yeah, you can't tell the story of Jamgila without talking about the controversy and the songs that he made. And everybody has opinions on that and they're entitled to them. But I also think you can't tell his story without acknowledging that he was an incredibly talented lyricist. He was an incredibly talented singer, composer, all of that. And he made songs that might not have been highlighted in the movie because of the fact that they're catering to an audience that might not have known anything about him before. But if you go a little deeper, like you mentioned, Baba Tera Nankana Pani Deya Bulbulia, Dokani Kamaida, those are all beautiful songs that just kind of teach about, some of them are like religious, some of them just teach about life in general. And that's who Chamkila was as well. He wasn't just some dirty ass guy.
No,
He made some
yeah,
really
he made some good songs. I think also just the times he was in was a,
very
yeah.
tense.
Obviously singing those songs did not help out during those
Yeah.
times and probably what led to the end. I mean, that's the one thing that's I think sad with Punjabi artists is a lot of them just go, like
Yeah, that's another thing I
they're
was talking to my
gone.
cousin about. Like, there's so many great artists that I really wish I could get to
But
experience live.
not even just killed, young.
Vindrakya, Kaka
Young.
Paniwal, Kuldeep
Yeah.
Mane, these are all guys that just kind of went before their time. It is really sad. These are guys that I feel like had so much more to offer, and they did so much in their short time while they were alive. And it sucks that they're still not around, because can you imagine what Kuldeep Manek or Bindrakya or one of these guys, what their reactions would have been if they could see Diljit performing in front of so many people? Like, that probably would have made them very proud, because they built the foundation for that. And I think seeing this explosion of the culture and this huge milestone being achieved, and everybody involved in the industry is making those people proud.